We are looking at
the InStream Auger turbine is among the technological innovations exhibited at the summit. It uses flowing water to generate power, says Chunpeng Ang of Zuedic Global.
So this unit, unlike other hydro energy projects, do not take years to perform. It is what we call baseload energy, unlike wind and solar that only delivers energy when Mother Nature cooperates. These units deliver energy 24/7 non-stop as long as the river flows.
His company just signed a 100 megawatts purchasing power agreement with Ghana's electricity company and hopes to deliver the turbine by mid-summer. Veronica Bolton-Smith from EnergyNet, the organizer of the summit, cites CARP ownership, dubbed the floating power plant, as another example of innovation.
They're able to pull power that's generated from their ship onto the mainland, and they've just done a project in Ghana.
She points out that some of the smaller projects are just as important as the bigger players.
We've got something called Shake Your Power, which is run by a lady called Suja, and it's a little device. It's kind of like a musical instrument. You shake it and it emits a light. That's going to be really relevant to someone living in a provincial place who has no reading light or can't see their cooking utensils.
President Barack Obama unveiled the new Power Africa initiative in 2013.
We're going to start by investing $7 billion in U.S. government resources.
Fast forward to this week, in which Power Africa coordinator Andrew Hertzkowitz unveiled a free app called PATT that can track hundreds of energy projects in the continent.
What we've done with this roadmap is we've shown specifically how we're going to add 30,000 megawatts, how we're going to add 60 million connections.
Babacar Diagne, Senegal's ambassador to the United States, praised President Obama's initiative. Senegal has been able to boost its electricity production through the Overseas Private Investment Corporation.
91 million euros for the Control Global project, which will allow the Cap de Bis project's power plant, our biggest power plant, to reopen in next May 2016.
CEO of Integrated Solar Technologies, Gabino Gerengomba, says more such partnerships are needed.
The electricity shortage in Africa is 90 million megawatts. So it cannot take only one company, it cannot take one government.
This summit goes a long way toward forging those partnerships and closing the electricity gap. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.